Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. Truly appreciate you being a part of this platform. I'm so thankful for all of you that join us every single week. It means a lot to have you connected, and this is the place we come together, we grow, and we share as leaders. We believe iron sharpens iron, and for that, I'm very thankful for all of you that support this podcast. Thank you so much. It's all about leadership. All things leadership happen right here. So I appreciate you so much for being a part. Thank you for connecting with us. And if this is your first time, welcome. We believe iron sharpens iron. There's a leader emerging in you. I want to connect with you. I really do. I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Make sure you do that. Also, I would encourage you and appreciate if you would go to josephwalker3.org, get books and content I have out there. I believe it can be a tremendous blessing to you. Want to find out when I'll be in your area, josephwalker3.org. You can also find out how to get me to come to your events and things of that nature. I do that all the time. And whether you're in the academic world, whether you're in the business sector, whether you're in the church world, hey, I'm just thankful to go in all those spaces regularly and to empower leaders, talk to their team. So thank you so much. And I would love to be a part of training your team, helping your folks get to the next level. So make certain you help us get there. We appreciate it so much. And of course, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And we encourage you to go there, check it out, subscribe to it. Great content there that we think will be a tremendous blessing to your life as well. Today, I'm excited about this topic. And as we are every topic we talk about, and I want to talk about this one. How do you leverage your platform? All of us have a platform. We've been given this space that God has created for us to do what we do. And I think it's important that if you built a platform, you've labored to be intentional about making certain that you empower people from that platform, you can leverage that platform to do more than the thing you're doing right now. I think it's important to know, and I'll say it again, that all of us must understand that we have multiple streams in us and we have multi-dimensional purposes. We should be ambidextrous in terms of our purpose and our calling. And I think that when you understand that, you learn how to leverage your platform to build relationships, to build opportunities, and you have to know the intersectionality of everything that you do and why all things must touch and be connected in some space. And so I'll talk about that in just a moment. But the first thing I want to help you understand is that it's important to have purposeful presence. And that is to be intentional about why you're on the platform. Define your mission and your goals clearly. You'll never be able to leverage your platform if people don't understand your why. I talk about this all the time. Anybody can know your what. Anybody can know your when. Anyone can know your where. But it's about your why. Because if your why has purpose, people attach themselves to that. People are drawn to the purpose. They're drawn to the why. And I believe that it's that sense of why you do what you do that attracts partners, sponsors, people that want to connect and do extraordinary things because they understand what motivates you, what is guiding this thing. It's not some self-serving platform, some self-serving mission, but it's something that's bigger than you, something that's transformational. And when you address it from that perspective, you'd be amazed at how you will see how purposeful presence matters. So leveraging your platform begins right there with purposeful presence, being intentional about why you do what you do and what are the objectives you're trying to accomplish in doing what you do. Number two is consistent content. Producing regularly high quality content that resonates with your audience. Consistency builds trust and engagement. People often think that, you know, there's this thing about oversaturation. I was told by an expert that there's no such thing, particularly in the social media world, of oversaturation, because you're dealing with an audience of billions. We think that the few people that we minister or we put content out to, we think that's our only audience, but there are billions of opportunities out there. And the more you put out content consistently and you have it high quality, it begins to expand your algorithm and you begin to attract more viewers and more people attach themselves to the content that you are offering. And then next thing you know, opportunities begin to come. And some of the most powerful and amazing opportunities I've ever had came out of the consistency of the content that I kept putting out. That's why when you think about all the different things that I'm doing, it's about leveraging, man, content. Content is key. Let me say it again. Content is key. I'm going to say it one more time. Content is key. For example, begin to think about how everything can connect. You're out here on a platform and you're talking about, for example, relationships, but you don't have a relationship book. So then you're missing an opportunity. So then they've got to buy somebody else's book and listen to you talk about it, right? So it's important that you try to leverage your platform, that when you go on a platform, begin to think about, what can I do? Can I leverage my books? Can I have merch? Can I have seminars and opportunities for people? Leverage it all. Use it. Put the content out there and create opportunities for people to go on journeys with you. You get this level and that level and this space. I mean, it's just endless opportunities. It's only limited by your capacity to do it. So consistent content. Don't be sporadic. Be intentional about maintaining consistency in the presentation of your content. Got it? All right, here's number three. Big one. Engaging engagement. Let that sink in. Actively interact with your audience, right? Engage the people who are engaging you. Respond to their comments. Ask questions. Create a community feeling. Continuously be in a space where you are communicating with your audience, engaging them and having these conversations and getting the temperature of people as it relates to what you are putting out. I always say the best way to find out what people think about you is to ask. What they think about your content, what they think about your platform, what do people need? Ask them and they will tell you. So you can't just put out content, do what you do on your platform and never interact. One of the things I do when I speak, I make a habit to always shake hands afterwards. I want to engage people who've engaged me. I want to ask them about themselves. How did they receive the message? I want to get a sense of, you know, what my strengths were, weaknesses were, what could I have done better? I want to hear some of the talk they're saying so that I can know how to, you know, enhance certain areas or stay on point on other areas. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just important. If you want to keep on keeping on in other areas, I just want to engage engagement. And this is how you leverage your platform. Always put yourself in a position where you kind of can know what people are saying, be connected to what people are saying, all right? Number four is strategic storytelling. Sharing your stories, man. Stories are powerful. It highlights your brand's values and the mission. You know, authentic storytelling can connect deeply with your audience. When people get a sense of your journey, it's an amazing thing. I use my platform all the time. If you look on my platform, if you go to Joseph Walker 3, I'm going to give you an example. Go to Joseph Walker 3. And you will see, for example, a baby picture of me. You'll see one of those things I pinned up top. It's a video, probably about a minute and a half, and it goes through my life's accomplishments to date. And you begin to look at that and you begin to realize, man, I'm telling my story. Or when I speak, I always insert, you know, growing up in Shreveport, my actual first episode of Next Level Leader. I'm telling the story about growing up in Shreveport, Louisiana, and what it was like and how it impacted me. And this is about storytelling. People get a chance to know you. They get a chance to hear you. No one can strategically tell your story like you can. When you're telling it, you're being strategic. You are aligning with other people's stories. You are creating empathy. You are creating points of connectivity. Those you too moments, like you too? oh my God, or you've had that experience, and people identify and they connect with you, partner with you, because they feel that you understand them, and you do. So I think it's important. Don't leave that on the table. Your story matters. Write this down. Make this a big statement on your, whatever you're writing on, that my story matters. My story matters. Come on, say it. My story matters. When you're walking, remember, your story matters. Share your story. Share your evolution. Share your failures, your strengths. Share the things you've learned along the way. People need to understand that you are a human being. You've made mistakes. You've learned from your mistakes. You've been resilient. You've pushed through the challenges. You've overcome a lot. And now here you are in a successful posture and place. And it's not that you just were granted this without having gone through anything. You actually received it because of what you had gone through. So I think that's important, right? People, we say it in the church world all the time. People see your glory, but they don't know your story. Here's the other thing. Listen carefully. It's about dynamic diversification. Now, how do you utilize various types of content and mediums, right? Like utilizing, you know, podcasts, here I am, right? Social media, videos, blogs to reach a broader audience. Like really diversify yourself. Like I try to do it like in social media, in my books. I try to do it on YouTube. Like you've got to, what platforms, TikTok, what platforms can I consistently put out content that can open myself up to a broader audience, leveraging my platform to reach more people. One of the things I tell people all the time, and then when you interact or you comment on people who have lots of followers or who have influencers, who have lots of influence, so that you can connect with them, and one interaction with them interacts with their entire audience. And so you don't leave all these blessings on the table, but be very intentional about diversification, using your platform. I often will invite people to certain interviews, or I'll do interviews because I recognize that they know how many followers I have. I know how many followers they have. So it's a kind of a foregone conclusion that we are both in this space leveraging our platforms to reach each other's followers. And it's totally fine. So I think that's how you do it. You have to be intentional, and you can't be gun shy when it comes to dynamic diversification. All right. Number six, influencer involvement, which is similar to what I just said. You know, collaborate with influencers or experts in your field, and their endorsement can amplify your reach and credibility. And I can scream it and scream it and scream it. You know, don't hate, don't be jealous, but be thankful for what is happening in someone else's life. We talked about this a few weeks ago. And utilize their platform and let them utilize your platform, and you all help each other grow and get better. Influencers are incredibly powerful with this, and they have huge, huge audiences for you to put your services out there so they can benefit from it. Some people had never heard of you until you got on their particular platform. And so I think that's a part of that. You can't be timid or feel some kind of way about it. You've got to just absolutely do it. All right. Let's review, as we always do. Number one is about purposeful presence. That what I do, there has to be a why attached to it. Everybody knows the what, the when, the where. People pay money to find out the how. But ultimately, it's the why. It's the why we do what we do that creates the partnerships. It creates the brand value of people knowing that this is not something we're just doing to be doing, but we have a cause. It is. My purpose has a cause, and that cause is tied to destiny, how I want these things to end up. So be purposeful in presence, and two, consistent content. Like, keep putting it out there. Nobody's going to say it's you're doing too much. Keep putting it out there. Keep rolling it out. That in every aspect, in every space you can get, keep rolling out that content and make sure it's high quality and not raggedy. Number three is engagement. Like, to truly actively interact with your audience. People are commenting, they're talking to you. Can you respond back to them? Can you have conversations and build community? That's what I try to do when I go live on Instagram, or when I communicate back into the comment section on YouTube. Just make sure you make yourself available, and don't be so distant from the work that you do that people feel they can never get to you. I want people to always feel that I'm interacting and I'm engaged because I want people to know I value their level of engagement to the content that I put out. And then number four is strategic storytelling. Again, it's about telling your story, owning your story, being very honest about it, and sharing your lessons of resilience, sharing how you overcame this or that, or talk about some of the things that were incredible seasons and in your life. I think these are the kinds of things that can help us as we share our story strategically. And I know that it will help, you know, what you're trying to put forward here. So I want you to make certain that you do that, because as we're trying to leverage our platform, man, our story actually matters. Number five, we talked about dynamic diversification simply by utilizing all of the platforms that we have at our disposal. I think that's important, making sure we take care of social media. And one thing that I would encourage you to do is get you someone that specializes in social media and allow them to just run that for you, or perhaps at least advise you on the best way to do that, because you want to be in all of these spaces on Facebook, on TikTok, on Instagram, you want on YouTube. You want to be able to just truly, truly diversify yourself so that you're not locked into one space. And then, of course, you want to be able to look at influencer involvement, which is important, right? Because finding people who are doing this well, partnering with them, leveraging their platform, allowing them to leverage yours, that's what partnership is all about. It happens every single day in different ways. So nothing wrong with that. No harm, no foul. Let's support each other. Number seven is analytical assessment. To regularly analyze your platform's performance is so key. How am I doing? Am I gaining followers at what rate? Am I having engagement at what rate? This is what's going to help me know if I'm being effective or if I'm just maintaining what was. Analytics don't lie. So you have to use them to understand what works and refine the strategies accordingly. When the data speaks, you have to respond. The data doesn't lie. So make certain that everything you do, we did this in our organization, right? We said everything we do, let's analyze the data. Let's find out if our engagement was up this year than last year. Let's find out who participated, who signed up for a thing. And so data helps us to properly direct resources in the right direction. If you don't have the proper data, then you're not directing resources in the right direction. So I believe it is so important to utilize that data, to have the right people to help you analyze it. So leveraging your platform is a tremendous blessing. It's understanding, one, that you were not given the platform just for you, but you were given it to be a blessing to someone else. You recognize that there's a stewardship to the platform, that you must represent God in a way that doesn't bring shame to his name. You must be faithful on the platform. And as you open up doors and create opportunities, you'll see how God will do the same for you. I hope this one has blessed you. I want to thank you so much for just being a part of this podcast. And I want to make sure you follow me. I say it every single week. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. Perhaps the part that spoke to you the most. Make sure you follow me and let me know you were listening. Make sure that you go to our Instagram account, Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you go to our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That would mean a lot. Subscribe to that. Let us know what you think in the comments section. I truly appreciate it. And go to my website, again, josephwalker3.org. I have books and merch and, I mean, just all kind of stuff there. So go check out the bookstore and you can order books, order merch. I promise you, it's going to be awesome when you get it. So I just want to thank you so much. This has been a joy to share this particular episode with you. If you're interested in partnering with me, maybe you'd like to sponsor a particular section or so, I want you to know, just reach out to me and Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. I'll make sure my team sees it. They'll get it and they'll let me know who you are. But I am so excited about the opportunity to be able to empower and educate. We're grateful and thank you so much for listening. The Next Level Leader is about making leaders better. And guess what? I hope by listening to me these last few minutes, you have gotten better. Thank you so much. And until next time, may the Lord bless you real good is my prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe to iTunes, cpnshows.com or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.